Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Formal services for Boston Mayor Thomas Menino will begin on Sunday when he will lie in state at Faneuil Hall, followed by a private mass on Monday at Menino's church in Hyde Park. There will undoubtedly be many other informal and impromptu tributes to the city's longest-serving mayor in the next few days, as there was last night at the Morning Star Baptist Church on Blue Hill Avenue. WBUR's Fred Tice was there.
It was supposed to be a meeting about empowerment, a get-out-the-vote gathering for the black community. It turned into an impromptu memorial service for Tom Menino, attended by citizens who felt empowered with him in City Hall. Among the 60 or so people who turned out was Glenda Poe. She has lived in Dorchester for 35 years through the administrations of Kevin White, Ray Flynn, Tom Menino, and Marty Walsh.
I think he was the most personable mayor that we've had in the city for a long time, and I think he's the most liked of all the mayors.
You calm my raging sea. You walk with me through fire and heal all my disease.
The Reverend Willie Broderick of the 12th Baptist Church said Menino touched many lives.
He used his might to benefit the people.
Pastor William E. Dickerson of the Greater Love Tabernacle Church in Dorchester called Menino a consummate politician.
And he was very arduous in terms of his support for those who are less fortunate in the city of Boston.
Also addressing the gathering was one of the candidates for governor. Attorney General Martha Coakley wanted to reflect on what Menino did for everyone in Boston.
It's not so much how you look or how smart you sound, but it's what you do. It's what's in your heart. It's what's in your head and what you do for the people that you serve. And I came to know Tom as he was first city councilor when I lived in Boston and then the mayor. And, you know, he let you know where he stood. There were no real surprises with him. But the thing that sticks out for me is that he worked so hard every single day. He got up every day and said, what can I do for Boston?
Hallelujah!
The big modern church with its state-of-the-art sound system is there on Blue Hill Avenue because of Tom Menino. The pastor of the Morning Star Baptist Church, Bishop John Borders, said the church took 15 years and $10 million to build, and he remembered how Menino made it happen.
We raised 70% of the funding that was speculated to build the sanctuary, and no bank would give us serious consideration. Thomas Menino made a few phone calls, and what he said, he didn't force anyone to respond to us. He said, look at their finances again. And then after you looked at their finances, look at the people who attend that church.
Borders said Menino made sure the banks took the humble people in a Mattapan congregation seriously. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.